that commenced yesterday will be concluded and completed. The Sahabi, Hazrat Nawas bin Sam'an radiallahu anhu, narrates that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, the Qur'an and the Ahlul Qur'an, those who practiced on the Qur'an, they will be summoned and called forth. On that day, Surah Baqarah, when they all will be summoned and called forth on that day, Surah Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran will be in the forefront, and they will appear like large dense clouds, and light and nur will be emanating and shining through them. Surah Ali Imran contains clear proofs. It addresses the Jews, the Christians and the idolaters, and it contains clear proofs against them. It invites them towards the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat in Surah Ali Imran, in the fourth part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتِ الْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That hasten to the forgiveness of your Rabb and to such a Jannat which has the expanse of the heavens and the earth prepared. It has been prepared for the muttaqeen, for those that have taqwa, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some directives, some explanation of what are the praiseworthy qualities of the muttaqeen, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who adopt piety, those who have the concern of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always watching them. What are some of the qualities? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend. When do they spend? They spend in prosperity as well as in adversity. They spend when they are, irrespective of whether they are affluent or whether they are in poverty. They spend for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Note that generosity is not restricted to a person having millions. To a person having millions, maybe a million or more, maybe a large sum when he is contributing it and he's spending it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to a poor person, a mere 2 rand or a 5 rand is also holds the same reward in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it is done with sincerity, if it is done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sadaqah, generosity, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that is restricted only to the rich. No, it is something that both the rich and the poor can participate in, as it has been explained in this ayat. The second quality that is mentioned, وَالْكَاظِبِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and those who swallow their anger. Those who swallow their anger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained in one hadith sharif that the brave person, the hero, is not that person who can floor his opponent and knock his opponent down and knock him out. No. The brave person, as explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that person who can control his anger and he can swallow his anger at the time when he is angry, at the time when he is able to fully vent his anger, and there's nothing stopping him from venting his anger. At that time, he controls his anger and he swallows his anger for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is also from amongst those who are praised in this ayat, who will also inshallah be from the muttaqeen, who will earn that jannah, the expanse of which is from between the heavens and the earth. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallam has mentioned that a servant cannot take a better sip in wa ta'ala than the sip that he takes of his anger, which he controls for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Note that this action of swallowing one's anger, of controlling one's anger at a time when a person is able to give vent to it, whether it's with his wife, whether it's with his children, most of the time a person takes advantage of his subordinates, those that are less powerful than him, those that are weaker than him. He shows and he expresses his anger over them because he knows that there will be very little or no retaliation, or from his employees who are dependent on him. Then he will bully them and boss them, and he will show his authority and his anger over them whenever he feels like, using vulgar language, etc. So at this time, when a person is in full control and he knows that his opponent or the person that is before him is weak and feeble, this time he controls his anger. He swallows his anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this action. And the last quality that has been mentioned here is those who forgive people, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, those who forgive people, no matter what was done to them, whether somebody usurped their rights, whether somebody insulted them using vulgar language, whether somebody abused them physically, etc. Whatever was done to them, they forgive and they overlook and they forget about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says thereafter, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves those who do good. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. This one announcement that yesterday we had a problem in the back during the Taraweeh. Some boys were playing soccer and kicking a ball around, etc. And some boys were playing with other things and disrupting the salah. Please, we've mentioned this from the beginning. Please refrain from behaving in this manner in the masjid. The masjid is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Parents are urged and required to please look over your children and ensure that they are being supervised. Don't leave your children here unsupervised, because children by nature will play fools and they will get up to nonsense if nobody is watching them. So if you are bringing your children for Taraweeh, please make sure you supervise them. They will be rising the safs. If your child is going to be reprimanded or is going to be corrected for his misdemeanor, then we humbly appeal to you not to become offended if it's brought to your attention. Jazakallah.